here on Kiss, and of course it is Floatober, so we're talking floating throughout the month of October with Dr. Michelle from Water Temple. She's on the line. Hi, Michelle.
Hi, Timmy. How are you this fine, hot summer's day? Still in springtime?
Yes, I am good, and don't tell me there's no such thing as climate change when it's one of the hottest October dates ever.
I think you'd have to have your head buried in a... Oh, no, you know what? You could be in an air-conditioned shopping mall and you'd never know.
Oh, yes. Wouldn't that be wonderful?
Well...
Buying shit and staying cool.
That's what everyone does these days, isn't it?
Not me.
No, not buying shit, but staying cool in the mall. Maybe that's what they set it up for, so you would never have to go outside and see reality.
Yes, yes, yes. They do a really good job of that in the Middle East, in places like the United Arab Emirates and Saudi Arabia.
Well, I think so. And I remember when I was in Vegas, you know, you'd just get lost in the mirage of gambling dens and you'd never know whether it was day or night.
No, that's what they want you to be confused about. So you just spend your money.
That's right.
But we're not
here. We're not here to talk about that,
no,
are we?
We're not. We're here to talk about Health 101 and floating and how it can keep you healthy.
Well, it can, and it can bring you back into reality, because having that hour or a little bit more away from all the devices, technology, and interference, the things that actually interfere with your nervous system that you need to reset, is what happens when you float. So whether you are anxious or depressed or doing too much in your day-to-day life, when you have that hour out, then your whole body gets a benefit. So your nervous system, I was talking to a sports physiologist today on a podcast, and she just took away how important it is for your nervous system. And I think really I'd have to put that up there as one of the high most important things that people need to take away around their health, is that when they reduce that stress in their nervous system, then everything else has a beneficial cascading effect. So one of the research pieces that I read or was privy to see last year was by a guy called Flux, and he was talking about the immune system and the benefits that floating provides for your immune system, which is sort of got to also relate to your gut flora, is the fact that when you drop out of that adrenaline, all that flight or flight, cortisone, or adrenaline running through your system, then all of the other areas of your body improve. So not only does your mind is calmer, you've got a deeper sense of peace and serenity, but when you're looking at things like your immune system being improved, then it's a big game changer.
Okay, so lots of health benefits from it. Now, the magnesium plays a role too, doesn't it?
Magnesium plays a huge role in the body, because it's somewhere between 500 to 800 enzymatic functions that require magnesium. So whether it is the brain and the neurotransmitters and the electrical pulse that utilizes magnesium, or whether it's the electrical impulse in the muscles when you're engaging in physical activity, or whether it's the electrical impulse that the heart cardiovascular requires to pump blood around, all of them require magnesium. And your cell, when you're lying in the magnesium sulfate, what it does is actually help rehydrate the cell, so you're better able to absorb water. So the people that drink copious amounts of water and live in the toilet and go, "But I drink water all day," and they're not absorbing it. So they need to have that level of magnesium in their body to help start reabsorbing and rehydrate the cells. And that in itself, when your cells are hydrated, it takes a lot of stress off the body.
Uh-huh. Now, I came and saw you, and I've had a couple of floats, and you suggested I take some magnesium, which I do in a drop form, and it helps, definitely.
I like the drop form that's just become really available in Australia. So there's that place that Ancient Lakes that is in Western Australia, and I don't know, but I'd hazard a guess that it'd have to be one of the most pristine places in the world to get magnesium from, because it's not in the ocean, and as we all know, the ocean these days has got you know, plastic particles, let alone all the other aspects that happen in the sea this day and age. Lake Deborah is actually about 700 k's inland from Perth, and they've been able to extract magnesium chloride off the lake. And they're actually doing some clinical trials in one of the hospitals on the best absorbability, either externally or internally. So there's lots of different ways of getting it. And because people have got such challenging or compromised digestive issues these days, then getting it in is hugely important.
Yep. And balance.
So it doesn't matter whether it's internal, external, it's got to be from food. But often the food, you know, because the soil doesn't have enough magnesium, especially in Australia, we need to supplement on some level.
And speaking of food, diet and water, or sorry, diet and exercise are big parts of, health, aren't they?
They're huge. You can't have one without the other. I mean, that's why I like talked about this, because you need a healthy diet and you need to understand what your body type is like. So as I wrote in the blog, it's not about whether you're a vegan, a vegetarian, carnivore, or whatever system. It's understanding how your body absorbs food and making the most out of the food that you take in. And, you know, if you're going to be someone that eats a lot of, say, sugar, then that's going to leach other minerals out of your system, and you need to compensate with that sort of stuff. And having things like magnesium reduces sugar cravings in itself, because the cells are hydrated. It's not magnesium alone, because there's also chromium. You've got to look at your zinc intake and even iodine, which a lot of that's all absorbed from the really good quality salts. And when you have that in your diet, and I'm not talking excessive amounts of salts, but, you know, in a balanced diet, and that's why you have a really diverse range of fresh vegetables. And I think even though there's a lot of vitamins in fruit, you need the minerals so you can absorb the vitamins. So your cells need those fundamental minerals, potassium, zinc, and iodine, and magnesium, and so forth, to be able to then absorb the nutrition that you get out of other foods.
Sure.
And yeah, so, and obviously doing exercise, well, I think that really helps with a lot about that mental health, and it's highly recommended, you know, on all of the different platforms that look at mental health. And as I said, you know, it's a way of really communicating with people. And I was giving a talk to a group of people that they all get up at 6:30, motivate each other to get healthier or fitter or reach some of their goals, whether it's running the marathon that was recently run. That's about connecting. And I think in this day and age, and why we're suffering from so much stress and anxiety, is because there's that lack of connection.
Sure.
Like you might have it on your telephone or your device, but you're not actually engaging with people.
Yep.
And it's been funny, Jimmy, you know, walking around and talking to all the people in my community about floating and the amount of people that don't know about floating. But some of the feedback is like, I don't even want to open another email. I'd really rather talk to you and engage and have you explain to me. And that has been the most insightful thing that's happened over this month, is how much people are turning off Facebook or not even trolling through it. Like, they almost want to shut down their account, but they can't.
Yep.
Because, you know, it's a way of accessing friends overseas or sharing certain things. That it's been really interesting.
Clever how they've got us hooked, isn't it?
It is. And they even quite openly share how manipulated they are, you know, how manipulative the,
sure,
like Facebook and stuff are on that level. Because, you know, unless now in business, unless you're paying for boosting your posts, they don't go anywhere.
Yep, that's
so
right.
You know, you can't engage and just share and like and stuff like that as you once did. And after, what was that movie I saw recently, they show you how manipulative they have and how much control they have. That's another topic.
Sure. The Cambridge Analytica docos, that's a good one to watch. But also, I was going to add about happiness is that, not exercise for happiness, but also it's great for sleep if you exercise, and that's so important as well.
Well, sleep's hugely important, and we did get distracted there for a little bit and went down a rabbit hole, but floating actually is that capacity to switch off from all of those devices. And once you start practicing your breathing, which is hugely important, in a tank, or whether you're doing a guided meditation with some of our MP3 guided meditations that we have, or just listening to a particular music if you've got need of white noise in the background. But the fact that you become aware of your breath and your heartbeat, that in itself just starts calming the system down. And it's actually that sensory enhancement that reduces all those levels of stress, because you're not having to engage, and your left hemisphere of your brain's not working overtime, and the right hemisphere of the brain actually gets to open up and deal with the emotions and just be in a calm, intuitive space. So in that sense, you're sort of connecting to your subconscious or that gut instinct and being much more aware of your body, whether it's, you know, muscle memory that you're trying to do, or just let go of the stresses of the day or the week. It's a really good place to just reset.
Yeah. Speaking of reset, this is Flowtopia. You've got some special offers and money going to Sane. The $20 for every float goes to Sane, whether it be just an individual float, or you can do the team floats and all that sort of thing. Best place, I guess, is to find out about it on the website.
Yeah, we've got 6 tanks down at Water Temple in High Street, Armidale. So you can go into either Floatoba, where all the articles and the blogs, and even listen to the interviews that we've been doing, or go to the www.watertemple.com.au and have a look at more information, or just go straight and book online.
Thanks, Michelle.
No, thank you, Timmy.
You stay
I'll see
cool.
You next Thursday. I will stay
yeah,
cool.
Yeah, Halloween. Halloween and last day of Floatoba. Yes, we'll have to have a spooky float.
Oh, that's a good idea. Maybe we should have an all-nighter. That might be, it's not a full moon. It's a full moon.
No, but anyway, we'll have to talk about that.
Okay.
Thank you.
Take care. Have a good
you too.
Night.
Bye.
Thanks, Timmy. Bye.
Floating is simple. Just step into a dream pod filled with Epsom salts, lie back, and feel the tension release. During Floatoba, book a 60-minute float for $89 and enjoy the benefits of flotation therapy. And $20 will be donated to Sane Australia. Go to floatoba.com.au.